Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
So I teased you with this sexual predator thing. Modern Family star Ariel Winter, she played Alex, the little girl on Modern Family from, like, I don't know, 09 to 2020. I have no idea how long that show was on, but she was on it the whole time. She grew up on that show. She is now 27. And she pretended to be 12 on the internet to catch a sexual predator. So there's...
With the cops in tow, or she just did this herself? She's a vigilante.
She's working with an organization called SOSA.
It's great.
SOSA Undercover. It stands for Safe From Online Sex Abuse. So she's 27, but they put her in a getup, or she put herself in a getup, and she does look 12. So it's no makeup, and she's got this like wig on, and she just really looks super young. Oh, you know what? Here, let me turn this on. Maybe you guys can find a picture.
It's out there?
Oh, yeah.
What she looked like?
Yes. And it's, because I was like, she does have a young looking face, but I did think, how did she go for 12? But she pulls it.
Which daughter on Modern Family is this?
She's the one who, you've heard of her because she wound up getting a breast reduction.
Okay, I know. That's the younger daughter then.
Yes.
So.
There she is with the getup on.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I recognize her too. You can tell it's
her if you know what her face looks like.
I actually watched that show, and the two daughters in the scenes that I've seen don't play. They're not that prominent.
Right.
It's the neighbor men and the
son of the Sofia Vergara.
And
character.
Then Sofia and the anyway. I just don't see that much of them. But go on.
Oh,
so she.
I thought you're talking about the kids. So she is. I don't know if this is going to be. They're calling it her side hustle here, but I don't know if she's going to do it all the time. She was talking quite a bit though about. And there's a long piece that I was looking at in. It's in the Daily Mail, where she's talking about pretending to be a 12-year-old to serve as a decoy in an Oklahoma City sting operation. And she's saying she's driven by her own experiences. She's been acting in things since she was 4 years old, apparently. I don't know if that's like her parents thing. I want to say at age 14, she emancipated herself from her parents and went to live with an older sister.
Yikes.
Right. As in yikes. So she says she's driven by her own experiences with sort of online, not necessarily predators, but, you know, just the way people can be online, like the meanness. But she calls it a really personal mission. She said, it's definitely cathartic to be teaming with SOSA. That's the organization that helped with this. Knowing that I can make a difference. It can be scary at times pretending to be 12 and talking to older men, but it's validating to put away predators that have been harming children. Growing up in the entertainment industry, I've been the girl we're trying to save. It's vital to me to help protect young women from the experiences I endured in my own life. She's talking about how many predators there are, too. She says, I was surprised by the volume of how many men were out there looking to talk to young girls who were 12 or 13. It's hundreds of thousands of men. They look normal. They look like normal, nice guys. They don't look like predators. They look like the guy next door. And they're usually married and have children. The men seem nice because they have pets. They show you pictures of their dogs. I've got a cat. They talk about
Stu?
Yeah, Stu.
Is that you?
Yeah, Stu. He popped in. I don't know. They talk about their everyday life. They seem like sweet men. The truth is they want to spend time with a 12-year-old girl. They ask inappropriate questions. They want to know if the parents are around. She says one guy was almost 40 years old and he wanted to take an 11-year-old girl shopping for a new bra. That's not normal. It's not good.
Nope.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
A gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
She said it was wild to see that the age of girls that adult men were attracted to was 12 to 14. She said the whole experience has been heartbreaking. I think of how young these girls are, how they're being approached by much older men. And I'm familiar with male predators. I worked in Hollywood at a young age. I started at age 4.
She emancipated when she was 17, but evidently some abuse from her mom that led her to get emancipated.
Yeah, I remember it being it's been 10 years or so, but I remember it being a big story at the time.
Yeah, 10 years ago.
Yeah, she was on Modern Family 09 to 2020 as Alex Dumphy.
It's a good run.
She also does a bunch of voice work. She's, do you know Sophia the First? She's Sophia in Sophia the
First.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, do you?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay, well, that's...
Watched it many times. Who is she?
Ariel Winter.
No, who's what character on...
Sophia.
Oh, she plays Sophia.
Yeah. She's Gretchen in Phineas and Ferb.
I don't know Phineas and Ferb.
She's appeared in something called Mr. Peabody and Sherman, Ice Age 2, yeah. Bambi 2.
The Ice Age movies are fun.
They are fun. And then live action appearances in list a few movies here. They're saying here at age 14, she was removed from her mother's care amid allegations of physical and emotional abuse. Her sister Chanel gained permanent guardianship. And Ariel legally emancipated herself at age 17. She graduated high school in 2016, went to UCLA, looks like for 2 years. But she's expressed interest in law. She's, this is, I'm sure, her way of giving back. And then the breast reduction, she was 13 years old and she had an F cup. So that must have been while she was on the show. Like she was, that's big. And she's only 5 feet tall. So that's a lot. She said it was leading to back and neck pain, difficulty fitting clothes, over-sexualization and media coverage. So in June of 2015, she went from a 32F to a 32D. And then people started razzing her about that too. Anyway.
What do you mean?
Just online, you know?
Oh, like...
Like, what are you doing? You're too young to have that done.
Oh, okay.
Or saying, why'd you get rid of your big, gorgeous cans? I'm sure some dude was out there saying that. So she dressed up as a 12-year-old girl. This was the original story here. And she went online for a YouTube docuseries called SOSA Undercover. SOSA stands for Safe from Online Sex Abuse. Ariel is now 27, but she really did look the part. She says, I don't want to say too much about it. This is of herself as a younger person. But by the time I was on a laptop and cell phone, I was getting inappropriate messages from older men, and it does cause trauma. The experiences I had in person and online as a child have affected me so deeply, I've had to go to therapy for it. The movie and TV industry is a dark place. And the whole hundreds of thousands of men, that's her quote.
Yikes. Well, she's making a great point. One of them is certainly that it's, there's no like, well, certainly there's plenty of creepy looking men, but often it can be a normal looking dude. We talk about it. You see someone, you go, looks like somebody from down the hall. And yet they're that person, you know, doing whatever. And you go, wow.
Well, honestly, when I think about like sexual predators, I always think of Jared. Like he was on our TVs and the Subway guy. And just seemed like, what a delight.
Oh, he took his life back.
Right.
With sandwiches.
He was like a hero story. Like, hooray for you.
Mm-hmm.
Right. He would eat a turkey sub, no mayo, every day. And that was it.
Got his weight down and became, first of all, became a spokesperson for Subway.
Yep.
And made a fortune doing so, but also became someone that others could look up to.
Meanwhile, it was like him and at least one other guy and maybe even a girl from their offices, whatever he was doing.
Yuck.
Yeah, super yuck. Anyway, good for Ariel Winters.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God, what could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.